Tom is going to come up here, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the volunteers. Board member Tom Woodrow is going to come up, and he is the secretary of the organization, and he will tell you a little bit about the volunteers and also about one very special volunteer. Tom?
Thank you, Charles. Hello, everybody. My name is Tom Woodrow. I'm the secretary of this fine organization. In May this year, we lost one of our best people, Cap Lund. And we're very sorry that he's not here with us today. I'm wearing his gun. So a little bit of him is here. We love you, Cap. Now, if you'll forgive me, there's a little bit of this is going to be read off. I want to thank all of you for coming to the 2019 annual meeting of members. I'd like to remind you that this meeting is a huge thank you to the people that make up this league. Without you, the Arizona Citizens Defense League would not exist. Sorry about that. When the good men who started this organization originally got together, they were the original volunteers. They each ponied up a life member sum of cash, wrung their hands, and went to work. In 2005, Dave Kopp, John Wentling, Fred Dank, Charles Heller, Gary Sepp, Tim Weaver, and Rick DeStephens started this fine organization at a diner off I-10 and Ray Road. They wanted to see the law in Arizona reflect the will of the people, not the 50 years of convoluted legislation that had come to be. We had elements of Jim Crow. We had elements of the East Coast and West Coast law. Arizona had case law that was, in a word, abominable. Legal definitions that contradicted themselves, separate statutes that were at odds with one another. Self-defense was a crime and at the same time not a crime. Cities had ordinances that were at odds with state law. And although we had always understood Arizona to have good Second Amendment laws, Arizona was a Second Amendment mess, literally. The Arizona Citizens Defense League has been fixing all that for the last 15 years. And that fix was done by volunteers. When we think about the American Revolution, a war that lasted 8 long years, took many lives, cost many fortunes and freedoms, never has such a price been paid for freedom. And the people who paid that price were volunteers. Volunteering takes many shapes and forms: jury duty, precinct committeeman, neighborhood watch, the sheriff's auxiliary, volunteer firefighters, U.S. military, adopt a highway, community service, school crossing guards, poll workers, all volunteers. There are more types of volunteers than I can mention, and yet all perform a function in society that serves a purpose to make our community a better place to work, leisure, and live. Without volunteers, our lives would be very different and in many cases much more difficult. When an organization such as ours meets once a year, we hold some truths to be self-evident. We believe that our rights are non-negotiable. We believe that we have the purpose of effecting a change for the greater good in our community and extend those benefits to all in our state. We believe that changing the law is to make lawful actions legal. We have improved the lives of all Arizonans and, to that extent, all Americans. We believe that by making Arizona a better place to live, we affect the entire country with that benefit. Making lawful actions and behaviors legal benefits everyone. The work we do here and now reflects upon the work we've done in the past. Men like Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, Nathan Hale, Samuel Whittemore, H.L. Mencken, Joseph McCarthy, Barry Goldwater. Men like Dean Weingarten, David Kodria, and Mike Vanderbilt. Men like Dave Kopp, Philip Van Cleve, Don Taylor, and Sean Carana. Women like Cheryl Todd, Nikki Stollard, Rachel Carlson, and Paloma Capana. Men like John Wentling, who, thank God, is still with us, and men like Cap Lund, who unfortunately are not. People of inexplicable value, of honor, and principle. Men like your volunteer coordinators, some of whom are here today, Duke Schechter, Michael Colmenero, Ed Martinez, Richard Greville, Drake Mitchell, Bill Nancaro, Rick Lee, Stephen Wagner, Steve Edwards, Denny Straub, John Clark, Joe Nye, and Robert Craig. Thank you, volunteers. Appreciate that. And men and women like I am addressing right now, you. And when I speak of you, I mean you all, the members of the Arizona Citizens Defense League. I would like to share something with you. I joined AZCDL in 2006. I was at a gun show here in Tucson doing the gun show thing, looking for deals, buying parts and ammo, filling my pack with stuff I probably did not need. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw my CCW instructor, some guy named Charles, sitting at a table with an oddly interesting round Arizona-y looking logo over the top. It was an Arizona flag with an eagle holding a rifle in one claw and a quill in the other. Protecting your freedom was written under it all. I like freedom, I said to myself. I walked up to Charles and I reintroduced myself to him. What is all this, I asked. Why is all this needed? We have great gun laws, I exclaimed. Why is all this necessary? Is not Arizona the best place for a gun owner in all the U.S.? I asked this in earnest. I meant this. A half an hour later, I was stunned and dismayed. I asked if I could join the organization that claimed could work to fix this mess we were in. I joined as a basic level member. I got to show discount. I offered to pay the full boat only because I do not like to get anything over others. And I felt that receiving a discount was a cheat when it came to my rights. Others were fighting for my rights, and I was getting a discount. Fred Dank was also at the table. If you are unfamiliar with Fred, he is the gentleman who printed your membership card. He's the guy that mailed it. He's the guy that answers the phone. He's the guy that he does everything. Fred is the treasurer, and as far as the Arizona Citizens Defense League is concerned, he is a treasure. Fred's the gentleman that signed me up. Fred is my jefe, and I say that with all respect that my jefe is due. Thank you, Fred. So moving on. At that moment, knowing I just walked away joining this organization at a discount, I said to Fred and Charles, I want to be more than a member. I want to be a valuable part of this organization. Well, 14 years later, I'm up on this dais letting you all know how proud I am to be part of Arizona Citizens Defense League, and I'm lecturing volunteers on the virtues of volunteering. How ironic is that? Okay, 2020 is going to be different, folks. The great state of Arizona will still have a majority freedom-friendly legislature, but that majority is dwindling. Progressive partisanship is taking hold here, and our gains are slowing. We as citizens are seeing the effect of a global cabal that trends towards bigger government, more control, higher taxes, and statutory revenue schemes. California politics are creeping closer to you every day. Washington, D.C. has a stranglehold on the states, and we all know this. The news reports it every day. Whether or not fake news exists, the prognosis is there. We have a chance with the coming election to make our voices heard, but regardless, just like former Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. That being said, the coming legislative session in Arizona is going to be a roller coaster. The progressives in the Democratic Party are hell-bent on denying you all your rights, every one of them. From guns to free speech, that's where you come into play. By being here today, you have all cemented your commitment to freedom. You've said to yourself that you believe in the Arizona Citizens Defense League. You believe that we are doing the work of God. The rights of the people are sacrosanct and deserve to be protected. You believe the fight is worth it. You believe. And I believe in you. I believe that the people I see in front of me are the hardest working freedom fighters there are. I see you, and I believe in you. I am you. I saw the 20,000 emails sent to the governor when he tried to steal your rights based on hearsay. I saw over 600 of you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference last month. Largest conference ever. They ran out of chairs, folks. I see you when the president comes to town. I see you. I see you here enjoying the company of the premier gun rights organization in Arizona. I see your activism daily and letters to the editor, calls to drive time radio, and when gun grabbers come to town talking their trash at Gentle Ben's within a stone's throw. I see you. And I see you sitting here wondering what more you can do to volunteer for this just cause. How can one help the cause of liberty in Arizona? What needs to be done to secure the blessing of liberty in the form of the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution? Well, let me give you a few suggestions. There's always a need for show volunteers, folks. If you'd care to work in an event, please see me before you leave today. I will see that you're connected with the appropriate coordinator. I would ask that you become an outside recruiter. This is very important. Tell your friends and your coworkers who you share your ideals with about the Arizona Citizens Defense League. Sign them up. Once again, ask me how to do that. If you use Facebook, like us on Facebook. We have over 4,500 followers and growing. Share the alerts that you see there to other Facebook friends. Post on the page and give likes and thumbs up. When the session begins, we send out invitations to register for the Arizona Legislature's Request to Speak program. This is a way to comment on the record. Literally, you are actually putting yourself as you were there in committee. The gun grabbers have discovered this, so we're in a race on this. Last year, we got real close to not winning a couple arguments in committee because of this. We need your help on this. When we send out an alert, please send them. Send the letters, send the emails. We sent over 20,000 emails on the last red flag scheme. As you can see by the lack of their progress, it works. But only if we take a few minutes needed to fill out your name and click twice. And while you're at it, jot down a few words and print them out and snail mail them. They don't get much paper anymore, so when they do, it makes a difference. The same goes for phone calls. What better way to introduce yourself to your senators and your representatives than to call them? As always, be polite and brief, but firm and concise. When you make a good impression on someone, they're more apt to see your point your way. Some of you have what it takes to be an advocate at the Capitol. If you are comfortable with dealing with lawmakers, then contact us and let us know when you are available to be at the Capitol to learn and assist us in the never-ending fight. We would all appreciate the help. Also, lastly, join and maintain membership in your national organizations. The NRA, GOA, and Second Amendment Foundation all need help also. Our rights are under serious attack. On the record, they're saying this, folks. They actually say they want our guns. They're admitting it. You've heard it yourself, so you know they're serious. The national orgs are the first line of defense. Like us, they do not quit. It is up to you and I to not quit harder than them. Very important. So in conclusion, let me be perfectly clear. We are the gun lobby. We are not ever going to concede our rights. We are not going away. We are Legion. We are the Arizona Citizens Defense League. Come and take it.
Nice going. Excellent.